Blog Talk Radio.
A very happy Memorial Day to all of you beautiful, wonderful people. God bless you. This is Aaliyah, your host at Personal Hearts Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in today. God bless you. I look forward to sharing what God has put on my heart and what He has put on your heart and what He has already confirmed in you to be. You see, Jesus is talking. You know, the devil talks too. But when you really want to listen to the voice of God and you really want to know His will for your life, He will tell you. But it takes faith. And the Bible says that you have to know that He is and that He will do what He says He will do. That means you have to believe that God is. And then also you have to believe that God will do what He said He will do. It's faith. It's believing in God that He will do what He said to do. And God delights in faith. He delights in the faithfulness of His people. So I encourage you today, whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that God wants you to do and to have, ask Him for the strength. Ask Him for the finances. Ask Him for anything. There's nothing. Ask Him for the world. That God is capable. Capable because He made it. He's capable to give you what you've asked for. He's capable to give you the world. Ethiopia, Australia, Ireland, Canada, Brazil, from the uttermost to the guttermost. God can do it for you. So just ask and receive, and He will give it to you. Today's show is from last week's show. It's not a second segment, however. It ties into last week's show. Well, not last week's show, but our last episode, and that was called Soul Ties. And we explained what a soul tie is and how you get it and how you get rid of it. Because when you read, when you look to the Bible for answers, God's going to show you your problem, but He's also going to give you a solution. So I want you to train yourself to not complain, because if you have a solution, complaining has no root, complaining has no place. So train yourself to only speak what's true, and train yourself, if you're going to say something or if you're going to give someone advice, make sure you give them a solution. So you're not giving them, you know, hey, you're in that hole, but you're not giving them a rope to get out of that hole. So that's how Jesus operates. Whenever there's a problem, He always follows it up by a solution, because guess what? He can. He can. Jesus can do anything. All things are possible to him that believeth. So show your faith. Have strong faith. Have big faith. We serve a mighty God. We serve a courageous God. We serve a fierce God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He will repay. Who's been messing with you? That's going to be the topic of our next show. Who has been messing with you? Meditate on that. After this song, it's called Put a Praise on It, we're going to talk about seed and what's planted in your mind. And not only are we going to talk about the seed, but we're going to talk about how you can get it out of your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are you thinking about? What seeds have been planted in your mind? So think about that. Pray about what God will have you get rid of, what seeds are in your mind. And let's expect it to be expunged today. Let's start new today. God wants you to have a fresh start today. You can start at any time. A fresh start, what it says. In the spirit realm, a fresh start is when you repent and remove all the sins that you are carrying, on your back, that you are in your heart, in your soul, that's burdening you. on this show, we're going to release that, and you're going to have a fresh start. You can have a fresh start at any time. Don't let the world say, you know, you have to wait till New Year's to get your fresh start. No, 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 because Jesus could come while I'm doing this show. Jesus could come for his redeemed after the show or while you're sleeping at night and you're waiting for New Year's to get your fresh start. It's not going to work. You want to be ready right now because it's not just about you. It's about other people that you're affecting. So I could keep going and going as the Holy Spirit is giving me things, but it's not just about you. It never has been. So you have to be well. You have to be ready. So God can use you. Now, I'm talking to people that want to be used of God. If you're listening to this show and you don't want to be used of God and you're comfortable, you don't want to be moved, then this may not be the topic for you because God is busy. There are souls to be won. There are people dying. And, you know, there's no one, just because a person dies doesn't mean they're not alive. You just don't see them anymore. Every single person that has died that you might have gone to a service for, a memorial, or you might have had a memorial online, or you might have heard of someone, they've left this earth, but they're very much alive. They're very much alive. They're either in hell or heaven, and those places are very real. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. Don't let the spirit of apostasy go into your mind and tell you that God isn't this or he isn't that. He is the only true and living God. He is the only thing that's true in this world, and that's Jesus Christ. The devil has an even shorter time than when Jesus ascended into the heavens when he died on the cross for our sins. He had a short time then, but he has extremely shorter time now. So he's sending out his frogs, as Revelations talks about, those spirits that goes out as frogs. He's sending them into people's mouths. So people are telling you, hey, live your best life now. Grace, grace, and more grace. No, 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 no. Judgment. Jesus says, yes, you talk about tithes and you talk about these things, and yes, those things you should have preached, but the weightier things you left off, judgment and justice. God is coming for a people that are white, that are holy. When I say white, I mean free, clean of sins, purified, redeemed, repented of, changed their lifestyle. I'm not talking about a specific race or person, but when I say white, I mean clean of sins, holy. White represents holy. He's coming for that. Are you ready? Are you ready to behold the Lamb of God when he comes? Will you be ready? Think about that as we go into our next song, and this is called Put a Praise on It. I hope you guys are having a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. I love you so much, and thank you for tuning into the show. I'll be right back.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. There's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it. So I'm gonna put a praise on it. I'm gonna put a praise on it. Somebody put a praise on it. There's a miracle in this room. We talk to the name.
wherever you are, miracles are freaking off in your house.
Praise God. That is a very uplifting song. I hope you enjoyed it. I look for music that will both uplift and also encourage, but also give wisdom. So put a praise on it as we go into this segment. So the title of this show is Seed. What's planted in your mind? What is planted in your mind? What preconceived thoughts, good or bad, do you have? Have you examined yourself? Have you examined your thoughts? In Philippians 4:8, God says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. An action, what you do, is always the afterthought of a seed. So, for example, someone, which could be true or not true, seeds can be truthful or they can be untruthful. It's just a matter of if you accept it or not. Someone says, hey, that girl, you know, she was talking about you. You have no idea who she is. So you receive that seed and it germinates. That means it grows if you allow it. And so this person that you do not know, that you heard was talking about you, you already have a negative outlook on her. And so when you see her, the dopamine in your brain starts to give signals to your body. See, it's very scientific. That, and you start to tense up. All because someone told you something based on information that you don't even have. Based on no circumstantial evidence. Based on not even proven evidence. The Bible says, a man that keeps his mouth, this is in Proverbs, keeps his soul from troubles. In other words, the more we close our mouth, the less trouble we get into. So now this seed germinates, and you walk up to this person and go, hey, I heard you've been talking about me. She says, I have no idea who you are. And it just goes on from there. Let's examine ourselves. Because one seed, and the devil is very, very sly, and he knows what he's doing. Because he's not going to give you a truckload of thoughts. He can do that to some people, but not everyone. He just plays, and he's very methodical, an evil type of methodical. And he plants one seed, and he waits to see what you're going to do with it. And if you allow that one seed to go into your mind and to germinate, and then he'll give you another, and another, and another, and another, until you have what is called, what the Bible calls, a stronghold. A stronghold is only a building of thoughts. It's a structure that holds all these thoughts in your mind. And it's a stronghold because it's not just one thought, it's not just two thoughts, it's 1,000 or more than 1,000. And it's a preconceived notion that you have, or a belief, or an idea that you have about a particular person, a place, a thing. And so what God has taught me, he said that, Aaliyah, you're not going to say you better not say anything out of your mouth that you have not proven is true. If you don't know it's true, be quiet. And so the Bible also said, I love Proverbs. I love Proverbs. It gives you so much wisdom. The Bible says, even when a fool, when he closes his mouth, he is esteemed as wise. So when we keep our mouths closed, not only do we learn more because we're not talking, but we're perceived as wise. Now, someone might be saying, Aaliyah, I thought this show was about seed. Yes, it is, and I'm getting to that. I started, and now I'm going to the front. So when a seed is simply a word spoken to you, it can be a thought, idea, or suggestion. It can come from the enemy. It can come from people. It can come from something that you read. It can come from movies. It can come from films, books, from children. It can come from anything that has a voice. Anything that has a voice, it's a seed, and it's planted in your mind. I had a good friend of mine who we were driving together one day, running errands together, and she said, you know, I'm ugly, I'm fat. I said, that doesn't sound like God's talking to you. She goes, I know it's the devil talking to me. I said, then why do you believe it? She goes, maybe it's true. I said, the Bible says that the devil is the father of lies. He's a lie. He's a murderer from the beginning, and he's a liar. So everything he says, you believe the opposite. So no, you're not fat, and no, you're not ugly. And no, she wasn't fat, and she wasn't ugly, but she chose to believe the lies of the devil. You see, it's easy to discern the voice of the enemy when you know God's word. When you know God's word, then you could recognize his voice. I recognize his voice immediately because I know God's word. I know what God says about the situation. When I hear someone say, oh, that's impossible, well, I know that's not God because God doesn't say that. He says that this is impossible with man, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. So first we're going to identify what type of seed you have. So if the seed you have in your mind, is it of God or is it of the enemy? So you have to recognize that. I personally believe that no one is ugly. I've never seen an ugly person in my whole life because we're all made in God's image. How could we call someone that we didn't even create, someone that we have no knowledge of, ugly, unless you're expressing some regression in your own self? And that's another show. That's a deeper show that I will get into later about self-regression and self-hate and those type of things. That's a huge issue in the body of Christ and also in the world. And it manifests itself through cutting and stuff like that. That's also a spiritual thing, but we'll talk about that in another show. But seed is when someone speaks to you, you read something in a book, something, anything with a voice. So you want to recognize that seed. And if you don't know what's planted in your mind, ask the Holy Spirit. He lives on the inside of us. He's inside of believers, born-again believers. Ask him, Holy Spirit, what's planted in my mind? And he will show you. He will show you. When you ask the Holy Spirit what's planted in your mind, you identify if it's the word of God or if it's not, and then you just simply cast it down. Jesus says, casting down every high thing, every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. So now that you identify the seeds in your mind that are not of God, so you simply cast those down by the word of God. Now, Google is an excellent resource to look up Bible verses. Even if you can only remember casting down imaginations or every high thing, you type it into Google and it will find it for you. It will find that Bible verse. I don't work for Google, but I use it as a resource if I'm looking up a scripture and I just remember maybe a piece of a verse, I will get the whole thing instantly. So that's just for you. Just read that verse, casting down every high thing, casting down every thought, and bringing it into the obedience of Christ. So casting down imaginations that exalt itself against the word of God. And that is in 2 Corinthians 10:5. And so it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and brings captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So you're casting it down and you're bringing that into captivity. You're caging it and you bring it to the obedience of Christ. You're saying, God, does this thought line up with your word? No, and I cast it down in the name of Jesus. So now identify the seed. If you don't know what's planted in your mind, you don't need to see a psychologist. Just ask the Holy Spirit. That's what he's there for. He's there to help us. He's there to help get us ready, not only so we can make heaven, not only so we're working out our own salvation, but that we can help someone else work out their salvation, so that we can help someone else hide a multitude of sins. By the love that God has shown us, we can show to them. So that's why it is so important to be right with God and to be cleansed so you could hear the voice of God. God cannot talk through a dirty vessel. And I know that seems harsh, but it's true. If you're dirty on the inside, it's going to be really, really hard to hear the voice of God. You must be cleansed by repentance and living a holy, right life in order to hear from the word of God, in order to live right. Now, if you are comfortable living in this world, you're comfortable listening to the world's music, then a Christian life is not for you. Because God says friendship with the world is enmity with God. You can't be friends with the word and with the world and also want to live a holy life. It's not going to work. Because the devil doesn't play that way, and God doesn't play that way. You're either black or white. You're either hot or you're cold. So you're either going to be hot for Jesus or cold. So when you live a holy life, you're going to suffer persecution. Now, you're not going to never suffer the persecution that Jesus went through, because he went through that for us. He all of our sins. We're only bearing our own sins. Well, we're not bearing it. But if you ask God for repentance, he bears it. But he bore the sins of all of us. So we're never going to go through the persecution that Jesus went through, because he's the Son of God, and that's what he came to do, was to abolish death and to rid us of our sins and then cleanse us from our sins. So we have an advocate. We have Jesus Christ, the righteous, the Holy One, to bear our sins and our burdens for us. So after you have identified your thoughts, your strongholds, and you've cast it down, and you brought it to the obedience of Christ, the next thing you're going to do is you're going to ask the Holy Spirit to break it. In the Bible, it says that the Holy Spirit will mortify the deeds of the flesh. He will mortify. What does mortify mean? Oh my gosh, like that's kind of, mortify means to completely obliterate, completely demolish, where you don't see any trace. He's going to mortify it. So you ask, you say, Father, according to your word, I've identified this seed. I've cast down those imaginations. I've brought it into captivity in the stronghold and into the obedience of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I now ask you to break it. Break those chains. Demolish. I mortify the deeds of the flesh. I demolish in the name of Jesus those thoughts in my mind, those trees, I demolish it, Lord. I ask you to get rid of it, Father, in the name of Jesus. That goes for generational curses. You can do this, oh my gosh, you can be set free from anything. You just have to spend time with the Holy Spirit and have him reveal it to you. You can go to church and have someone lay hands on you. That's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You can also lay hands on yourself and get clean right now. So after you have identified the seed, you've cast out imagination, you've asked the Holy Spirit to obliterate, to mortify the deeds of the flesh, the next thing you're going to do is you're going to nail it to the cross. And that's in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. And what it says is, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. I'm going to say it again. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. So Jesus Christ had already nailed our senses to the cross. Now, the show went by pretty fast. I only have less than 50 seconds left in the show. But what I will do is I will continue this, if you wish, in another segment in our next episode, because we've only talked about, we went through the stage, but I want to have a prayer with you and how you can destroy the strongholds and the structure of thoughts in your mind that is causing you to be ill, causing you to think a different way. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning into today's show. Be sure to tune into my next show, where we're going to wrap the seed was planted in your mind. We're going to wrap that show up. I love you. Have a great week, and God bless you.